Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so a mysterious noise is apparently aggravating South Florida residents. I didn't know that. They said this is like South, it's in South Tampa. It started in 2021. People are complaining about it. They said it's like a throbbing bass sound and they can't yet identify it. They said that they've been looking, it was first noted in late 2022. Anytime they hear it, you know, obviously they all get on Facebook and they all talk about it, but they said that they're trying to figure out what, it's a strange sonic disturbance. And they were working with a guy at the fisheries habitat of ecology and acoustics and all this stuff. And they said that they're trying to figure out what they think it could be. Now, this is crazy. I can't say this, the Latin name, Pogonius chromus, the black drum, a fish, a species that they think might be associated with it because it's a drum fish mating noise. That's what they're initially thinking right now. I've never heard anything like this at all. They said it's like similar to like kind of like the song of cicadas, etc. But they've done a lot of research into it. I have never heard of anything like that ever in my life. Florida, you weird, man. You weird. You got like noisy fish. That's weird. Have you ever heard anything like that before? Never. That's wild. All right. We have a villages story. The villages. Okay. How am I going to write it? I mean, you guys. Yeah. A patient lifts his gown while jiggling his genitals at the entrance to the Villages Hospital. Darren Malinsky, 51, was arrested after he lifted up his hospital gown and, he rustled his own jimmies while standing there at the entrance of the UF Health, the Villages Hospital. Oh my gosh. And Steve's like, if I could just be a fly on the wall at the Villages Hospital. No, no, no. But it gets worse. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm not well enough to do this story. He repeatedly asked passerby to... Passersby?
Just passerbys he's asking.
To check his beans. And... asking opinions as to whether or not they were swollen. I'm not making this.
Is there reverse HIPAA violations? Is such a thing?
Well, I think that when you're out there publicly.
I'm just saying reverse HIPAA. I don't want to know about your medical condition.
I don't want to know. You're forcing this on me. Is there like a legal protection? So he was arrested on a charge of indecent exposure. He was booked at Sumner County Detention's bond was set at $1,000. They don't say whether or not he bonded out or anything, but that's super gross. Florida man chucked a chocolate egg at a Circle K employee before hopping over the counter to attack him. Now, I know that there's like more to this story, but what kind of chocolate egg? What are we talking about? I mean, if it was it like, you know, like a British one, like where they use the good chocolate? I don't know. John Mayhus, 27, was arrested and charged with battery. It was at Tarpon Springs. The police responded. The clerk said that the guy was in line. He was about to call him up to check out. He refused to allow the clerk to check him out. He walked over to a different employee, threw a chocolate egg at the original store clerk. And then there was some pushing and punching. The guy was taken into custody. He posted a $1,000 bond. Like, why? Can't just check out and leave? Like, what is the matter with you? This woman, a Florida woman, tried to kill a guy over a postcard that he got 6 decades ago because she got jealous. I'm going to save this one for tomorrow because if your wife has ever had a dream in which you wronged her and then she wakes up and is mad at you, okay, this is going to go right into that toolbox. Kel-Tec, if you haven't checked out the Sub 2K, you definitely should. And this is innovation. One of the newest things that Kel-Tec has introduced. I love the Sub 2K. It's 9mm. This is the Gen 3. It's shipping now. So what it means, like previously, if you wanted to fold it in half, you know, you just attach your optics and all that. You don't have to do that with the Sub 2K Gen 3. It's simple, twist and fold. It is a patent pending rotating fore end in either direction. So, and it folds the Gen 3 right in half as quickly and easily deploys it. You fold it. Optics, and all. So you have to, you don't take nothing off. That's awesome. And so they've been, this is really just the upgrades they've added to this have just really pushed it up to the top. They also have an upgraded aluminum trigger. They redesigned the mechanics on that for a light and 5 pound pull. That means, you know, more precise feedback. You get an isolated pull translating into improved accuracy, follow up, all of that stuff. They have a chamber indicator. They have all kinds of stuff on this thing. And you also have for now. So this one ships in the Glock 19 configuration. That's another reason why I like it. And it also accepts mags from the Glock 17. And it's all made in America. Just super awesome design. Everything right here in the US of A. You've got to check out. It's the Sub 2K or Sub 2000. That's what it looks like on the website. Sub 2K Gen 3. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Can we talk about this stupid Taylor Swift thing? Good grief. I don't watch football. Why is it, okay, NFL has the highest ratings right now. Weren't people real mad about the knee stuff? When is it okay now to not to like watch? I'm just curious. Like, I thought everybody was like not watching football. Now everybody's watching football again.
I guess people stopped taking the knee during the national anthem. I don't know.
I mean, if I had to pick between burning down and like black communities or, you know, taking a knee in peaceful protest, I think I'd, you know, choose the peaceful protest to have less of a problem with.
Yeah.
I don't mind peaceful protest. I just think there's a better time to do it. My whole issue with the, just to recap real quickly, because we got to talk about this. My whole issue with the way it was done was I took issue with the claim that the basis of their protest, because you had Colin Kaepernick who was protesting as a way to get more attention to himself because he sucks out loud. He plays like sucking is his job. What is your job? You're in the NFL. Yes, I suck. That's my job. It's my whole position. That's why.
I suck and I blow.
Yeah, but he's horrible. But, you know, that's he decided to get more attention for himself by doing the political thing. But his claim was that, oh, it's cops out there killing black Americans. I disputed the claim. I don't care if people have a, you know, peacefully protest. I thought it was ridiculous that he was protesting over an absolutely easily proven lie. Easily proven lie. Or disproven, I should say. So that was my whole thing. But anyway, everyone was like, oh, we're not going to watch NFL. Well, now they have like what? Their highest ratings ever? And now there's this thing I saw at The Guardian. And I've been seeing people talk about this online. They're like, oh my gosh, there's a conspiracy theory. Taylor Swift is a Pentagon asset. If a 33-year-old woman who is still in early 20s heartbreak land is an asset for the Pentagon, I think maybe our time has come, you know, the second fall of Rome. Maybe our bills come due. But I've seen, are people on the right seriously promoting this? Or are they joking about it? Because if they're seriously promoting this, they are the stupidest people on God's green earth. I don't care who it is. I'm sure I know some of them. I don't care. I'm on steroids. I'm sick. I hate everything. I don't care. This is so dumb. I don't like Taylor Swift. I could not tell you her albums if our life and the life, the survival of Earth depended on me naming a single song that she sings. I really don't think I could do it. I really don't think I could do it. We'd all die. We would all be dead right now. I can't tell anything about it. I don't know anything about football. I'm not even going to pretend for clicks like I do. I know nothing about it. I know that there are way too many positions and some of the names seem very suspiciously made up for whatever advantage on a particular day, whatever. My husband has tried explaining this to me until he's just, his eyes glass over and he can't handle it anymore. I just don't get it. And that's okay. Everybody's got differences of opinions and likes. That's what makes this country great. But whether or not she's a Pentagon asset, I don't understand why. So they're trying to say that what she's that they're using Taylor Swift to get people to vote for Biden. Hey, newsflash, guys. She endorsed him in 2020.
Yep.
She made cookies that said Biden Harris 2020 and posted it on social media. Is that, do these people that are pushing the Taylor Swift PSYOP, are they unaware of this? I mean, she's a lefty. She campaigned against Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee. Do people forget that? Like, she literally made, didn't she make a video against Marsha Blackburn? I mean, Blackburn won. I mean, it didn't do anything, but she's like well known to be on the left. So I mean, are you surprised that she is? I mean, she's 33. Look, people say that I've got friends who are conservatives and they take their kids to go see Taylor Swift. Oh my gosh, I don't care. I don't care. There's so many other things to bitch and moan about. I do not care. Who cares? If she's going to vote for Joe, I don't care who Taylor Swift votes for. And honestly, if there is a segment of the population that is more swayed by Taylor Swift than they are actual policy, we deserve to go down in a ball of flames. Honestly, I'm at the point where I'm very dory about this. But this whole idea that she's a psyop is just, it's dumb. This is so dumb. Where did this come from? She publicly endorsed the guy in 2020. She campaigned against Marsha Blackburn. She's pushed Democrats ever since she decided that she could be political without any kind of consequence. I don't think she's obnoxious about it. I just think she's wrong and dumb. But she's not obnoxious. Now, she's not, I don't think she's crass, and I don't think she's vulgar. I'm not going to sit here and excoriate someone just because they differ from me on a political instance. Even though I totally don't listen to her music, it's not my jam. I'm not going to sit here and excoriate someone just because they might vote horribly wrong and they're dumb about math. I'm not going to excoriate them for being dumb about math and not knowing anything about domestic policy, Kane. Not at all. You know. You know, I was just saying. But you made a good point on break because you were saying that she just has a history of picking bad dudes.
She does. But she's made a career on it, so good for her. Yeah. But she clearly chooses wrong men for her. And so her endorsing Biden makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, that totally makes sense. I get that. I mean, that's, you know, that's par for the course. But I don't think she's a psyop. And I think that talking, like acting like she is, just gives that more momentum. Sometimes I think people on the right and the left say crazy things because they feel like that helps them break through the oversaturation of hot takes. Because if there's one thing that we have too much in this country of, it's hot takes. Everybody's got a hot take. Do you exist if you have not given a hot take on an issue? I mean, your existence in the influential sphere is determined by whether or not you have a hot take. You know this is right. It's true. Here's the other thing with this. The left has always used celebrities and bread and circuses to get out the vote. This is not new to anybody who's ever followed politics. There are apparently some people on the right who think that politics began just the day that they got involved in it. The question is, why doesn't the RNC do this stuff? The right caved to temptation from the left a long time ago. The left was always about, let's make this entertainment. And the right decided to go along with it. They made politics a new form of entertainment eons ago because they suck at selling liberty. They have the product, but they never got great at selling it, not for the lack of trying. Oh, and you can sit here and say that there are some famous people on the right. Yeah, there are. You have people like John Voight, who has too much talent and too much of a record. He has blank you talent, right? He's got a blank you body of work. He can do whatever. Nick Searcy, he's got blank you talent. He's got a blank you body of work. He doesn't care. He can do whatever he wants because he's Nick Searcy. But there are some people that I see out there that I think their star has expired and they peaked already and they hit the ceiling of their talent level. And I think that as a way to excuse that or try to claw back some more influence or notoriety, they make the claim that they were blacklisted because they're on the right. When it's just, no, you peaked. That's what it is. You are blacklisted because you're on the right. You just peaked, dude. That's just all it is. I'm not going to like be ignorant, but you know what I mean. I mean, there is some of that. I can't stand that when I see it. I cannot stand it. It's like, no, I mean, there are some people who were legitimately blacklisted and there are some people who are too big to be blacklisted. And there are some people who peaked and they already hit the ceiling of their talent and potential and they didn't get taken out by politics. They just got taken out by time and timing. That's it. But the left has always done this kind of stuff. This isn't a psyop. I mean, there's none of this. They've always done this. And instead of complaining about it, I mean, I don't know. What is the RNC? What does the right do to, I'll tell you what the right doesn't do. The right makes horrible Christian movies. They make horrible art in an adjacent economy. And they put the least effort into God Rock, which is supposed to be a form of worship and ministry that they spend the least amount of money on. How about that? Oh, these are all uncomfortable things to say. I'll tell you because I'm on steroids because I'm sick and I don't care. You know, it's true. These are all true things. Be good.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Toyota has issued a massive do not drive advisory over an exploding function in certain models. This looks horrible. They say that it's the 2003-2004 Corolla Matrix, and they said that 50,000 vehicles are believed to be part of this notice. 30 deaths have occurred since 2009. It's in relation to the vehicle's airbags, according to the BBC. They say if the airbag deploys, a part inside is most likely, oh goodness, to explode and shoot sharp metal fragments, which could cause serious death. Serious injury or death. That's like a mine, isn't it? They said that the recall of the Takata airbag inflators is the largest in motor industry safety history. Wow. So, like, you get into a wreck, you actually could have shrapnel flying out at you. That's kind of the opposite of what is supposed to happen with an airbag, right? The real estate downturn has come for America's premier office towers. Rents at highest-end buildings have fallen, and rate of leasing slows, according to the Wall Street Journal. And they said that this is, I think, still fallout from the pandemic, and also people realize they don't need as much brick and mortar as they thought. The U.S. sees a huge spike in syphilis cases. The CDC blames the lack of funding. Are you going to pay people to not be whores? I don't understand. What's the point? They said that syphilis cases are reaching record numbers. The CDC says the federal government is not throwing enough money at it, because if you throw enough money at syphilis, the syphilis goes away. Did you know that? Yeah, you can paper people's knees closed. That's a real thing. I mean, at this point, if you don't understand how it spread, you're too stupid to breed. So do us all a favor and keep the gene pool clean of your ignorance. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, deepfake bill is going to open the door for victims to sue creators. This is really weird ground. It's called the Disrupt Explicit Forced Images and Non-Consensual Edits Act. It was introduced yesterday by Josh Hawley, Lindsey Graham, and Dick Durbin. They said that it's going after the deepfake content, so that if people are using someone's likeness to create nasty stuff, that they are saying that the victim, the person whose likeness was used, could then sue for damages. I mean, I think you would be able to prove damages in some of those cases, it seems like. Speaking of government and families, did you guys hear the story about what happened in Montana? This is wild. Check this out. So this was in Montana. Two parents, mom and dad, lost custody of their daughter, the Kolstad family. They got a call that their 14-year-old daughter told friends at school that she wanted to kill herself back in August of last year. Later that same evening, they had CPS. They went to the family home to look at the house, interview the daughter. They determined that, that she needed to transition to get better. So, you know, she has a body dysmorphia issue. The CPS's response, it's like, you know, if they go and they see someone who's anorexic and they intervene, and then they encourage them to not eat more, right? That's the same thing, same energy. The parents, the stepmother and the biological dad, the Kolstads, said that the daughter had a tough upbringing. She had some undiagnosed mental health concerns. She had attention-seeking behavior, and she had a difficulty in being truthful. And they think that that caused this urge to transition, and it was overlooked by social services. And so they were not going to allow her to transition. They said no. So CPS literally took custody of her. They removed this 14-year-old from this home as a result of this. This is wild. The family they were talking to, Daily Mail, and they said that this has been heartbreaking. There's a family in Indiana that asked the Supreme Court to review their custody case, something similar. So the Kolstad family, they said that they were trying to help their daughter. They moved to a different school district. She was bullied at the old one. But CPS, Child and Family Services, they said that, you know, they warned the caseworker that the daughter had a history of making up some stories. You know, she did, you know, she is heaven forbid, you know, a teenage girl be attention seeking. Yes, it's common, people. It's common. And they said that the parents were not going to allow her to transition, so they felt that it was better to remove her literally from her family home. That's crazy. And so they were assigned a public defender. They said, play nice, go along with CPS's recommendations. They took the daughter, took her to Wyoming. And this is CPS. They took her to one of these facilities for transitioning in Wyoming that allows minors to have quote unquote gender affirming care, like hormone blockers and surgical procedures. They gave her men's hygiene products, all this stuff, and they moved her to a youth dynamics group home in Montana. They allow her to wear a chest binder, wear men's clothes, attend only boys' activities and boys' groups. And the parents are told that they're essentially at the mercy of the state. They're at the mercy of CPS. They were given custody of this teenager for 6 months. Then they were going to try to place her in the care of her birth mother, who lives in Canada, who's never been a part of her life, but apparently affirms CPS's transition position more than her father and stepmother who've raised her whole life. This is what government is. This is absolutely insane. Now, what gets me, let me pull this up. Because you got, who is it, Greg Gianforte, who's the governor there. And I was reading this because he was saying, well, look, this was the law of the state. You know, he's basically saying that he defended the state's decision to move this 14-year-old. And he said that, you know, this is the, you know, apparently this is, you know, it's the law of the land. And, you know, that's, you know, he said that he asked the lieutenant governor, Kristen Juris, to review the case. So it's like he almost kind of like slid it on over to the lieutenant governor and kind of hung it on her. It's a little weird. But he's like, well, this is the, you know, this is the way that that the case went. This is the law. They followed state policy. It's a tragic case. That sounds kind of like an excuse, right? Doesn't that sound like an excuse? Because that's what it sounds like to me. So they had the LG look at it. And that's, he was on Twitter saying that, he said that unfortunately our society, you know, finds and it should only be as a last resort, et cetera, et cetera. He said he asked the lieutenant governor to review it and consult with CPS, et cetera, monitor the case. Okay, you're monitoring the case. Whoopity-doo-dah. In the meantime, this family lost a 14-year-old girl who has attention-seeking behavior traits, is not exactly truthful all the time, has probably some mental health issues, and you are indulging her dangerous to herself body dysmorphia issue, and you are also disrupting the family unit. And how is any kind of elected Republican going along with us?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.